Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Background checks on gun purchases in the U.S. climbing toward a record high this year, reflecting what the industry says is a rush by people to buy weapons in reaction to Democratic presidential candidates' calls for tighter restrictions. Once again, proving the best salesmen for Smith & Wesson are Democrats. Two. Bill Hemmer has been chosen as Shepard Smith's replacement permanently on Fox News Channel. Hemmer expected a move to Smith's former 3 p.m. Eastern slot on January 20th. Currently a co-anchor on Fox News' American Newsroom, which he'll leave when he takes the new slot. And number one, new polling shows that President Trump has surged in key battleground states as the Democrats' impeachment proceedings unfold, pulling ahead in hypothetical matchups against all Democratic presidential candidates in many places, including in Michigan. Those numbers coming up here in just a moment. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for being with us. Hour three of the big Tuesday morning program. Talking this hour with James Homan, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Also Richard Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. That's coming up this hour. And also we'll keep you abreast on any changes or news prior to the Democrats' press conference scheduled for about an hour from now, where they are going to lay out their arguments and unveil the articles of impeachment against President Trump. And that's coming later on this morning. Right now, though, we head to the phone lines and we're joined by Pam Bondi, special advisor to the president. You heard her, saw her standing right next to President Trump yesterday after the release of the IG report. Pam, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hello?
Yes, Pam, I have you now. How are you? I can hear you, Pam. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I think she might be having...
Hello?
Pam, can you hear us here on the Steve Gruber Show?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear us now?
I can. So the problem is I'm in the White House, and we have a lot of really good security.
Yes.
So it's hard to get reception on a phone. So now I'm standing out in the cold, and it's worth it to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and we'll try not to keep you out in the cold all that long. But wanted to get your reaction to the IG report. But before we get to that, you know, after all that yesterday, we found out late yesterday that we're expecting a press conference in maybe an hour as Democrats unveil officially unveil articles of impeachment against the president. What have you heard? What do you expect to hear maybe in about an hour here from Democrats?
Well, you know, I think we've probably heard the reporting that you've heard, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. They probably polled it yesterday to see how well it did. You know, they started off with quid pro quo.
That's right.
Sent to a focus group. The focus group said bribery. First of all, none of the things that they are saying or doing fit at all because the president has done nothing wrong.
Pam, I know we have just a few minutes with you here, and so I want to get to the IG report. I know you looked at it, you've studied it. People who are not going to dig through the report, what's the top line? What should they know about what was released yesterday in this IG report?
They should know that in order to spy on Donald Trump, the president of the United States, they falsified an email. I mean, in my whole career as a prosecutor, I can't believe this happened in our country, and especially at that level of law enforcement. They falsified an email. They repeatedly lied to the FISA court, and they left out exculpatory evidence in order to keep obtaining extensions on these warrants to spy on the president. And what did they find? Nothing.
And you know, Lindsey Graham talked about this a bit yesterday. You know, there's a low bar to begin something like this. And Graham said, you know, maybe people can disagree about how it started. There was enough. Okay. After it got going and they began to find out that evidence was uncovered showing no wrongdoing, there was no stopping that train, though. No one stepped forward to say, hey, none of this stuff is true. We're finding out the basis for this investigation There's no solid evidence there.
You know, and that's why the American people should really be terrified, because this wasn't one person, two people. These are multiple people doing this over and over and over, who knew what was wrong, continued to do it, because it was win at all costs, because they have wanted to take out our president since 2016, get him out of office. And, you know, so the IG report, Inspector Horowitz's report, it's very limited. Now we have the Durham investigation. This is a full-blown investigation. I think a lot of people need to be worried, because I think a lot of people are going to be in a lot of trouble.
What does this say, Pam Bondi, to you about the FBI, how it operates? We've talked a lot the past 2 years about the lack of confidence that Americans perhaps now have in these organizations like the CIA and the FBI because of things we've uncovered and found. What does this say to you about the FBI?
Well, you know, I'm a career prosecutor since my early 20s, and I'm working hand in hand with great FBI agents. But, you know, they're out there every single day risking their lives for us. And then you've got this group of them up in Washington, D.C., who despise our president and wanted him out of office, didn't want him elected in 2016, and certainly don't want him to win in 2020. So, you know, thank you to all our great men and women in the FBI, but these bad ones have got to go. And I'll tell you what, all the good ones want them to go, because they make law enforcement look bad, and it's on these few who are up here in D.C.
Pam Bondi, last question for you. We found yesterday some polling, some news that the president is moving ahead in battleground states in hypothetical matchups with all the Democratic candidates, surging in these months since the impeachment hearings began. Is that the feeling in the White House, that the American people are seeing things like this IG report yesterday and how the Democrats have acted through the process and perhaps, changing minds, or at least solidifying in their minds their choice in 2020 and the choice to be the president?
The American people are smart, and they see what's happening. They've seen this witch hunt since day one. You know, we've all watched the president at his rallies. No one can draw crowds like Donald Trump. I mean, what he's been doing for our country. You know, and we keep talking about USMCA for very good reason. That's 176,000 jobs for our country, for Americans.
Yeah.
It's $60.2 billion into our economy. And Pelosi's had that thing sitting on her desk collecting dust, because going after the president was more important than that. People care about jobs. People care about unemployment, which is at an all-time low. People care about their communities being safe, funding our military, funding our law enforcement. And those are all things that are sitting on the sideline because of this witch hunt.
Pam Bondi, special advisor to the president, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Get back inside. Get warm. We appreciate you taking time
with us
on the Steve Gruber Show.
Going in right now.
Go for it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Pam Bondi, special advisor to President Trump. James Holman up next from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you can pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in. But other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the County Gas Tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.